Locked in a bitter Republican primary in LD8, former running mate Assemblyman Joe Howarth and Ryan Peters exchanged barbed emails yesterday and today after Howarth cast off the line in the district, prodded Peters to sign a Republican National Committee (RNC) loyalty pledge to President Donald J. Trump. See the attached pledge to support President Trump, Howarth wrote to Peters. Please join me in signing and return to the attached media so that any doubts about your support for our president and his mission to make America great again can be put to rest. Peters, pictured above, slapped aside the request. His rejoinder appears below. Dear Assemblyman Howarth, as a Navy SEAL who has deployed for multiple combat missions in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, I have faithfully served multiple presidents, including President Trump, and would do so again in a moment's notice. I don't need to sign a political pledge to prove my commitment to the Constitution and Commander-in-Chief. I've done it every time I've left a secure base in the middle of the night, in a faraway land, to defend our flag. I understand that kind of loyalty and sense of purpose is lost on someone who, as soon as the going got tough for Republicans in Burlington County, did everything he could to bail on our party and beg the Democrats to take him in. Sincerely, Ryan Peters, Assemblyman/Navy SEAL Commander. The trouble between the two former allies began after State Senator Donna Diego, D8, ditched her GOP affiliation and became a Democrat. Peters, convinced Howarth was also playing footsie with the Democrats, denounced him and embraced retiring Sheriff Gene Stanfield as a running mate. Deprived of the party line, Howarth decided to soldier on as an establishment-scorned brand name.